I'm showing my age because I keep talking about education and how it looked in the past. And again, this is the first secretary that has brought the IT folks to the seventh floor to say, let's talk IT security and how do we get it right, to show you how important it is to the agency. The secretary actually significantly increased the number of FTE and the spending that we will have this year for IT security. You know, one of the benefits that we have as an agency is that we have a very, very effective and productive relationship with our Office of Inspector General. They do very good reviews, and more than anything else, their recommendations are very logical. And so when they put a report on my table, it's not one that I look at with angst. I look at and I take out of the reports what we can do to make education better, such as the case with the recent findings on IT security. It will allow us to prioritize with our resources, both human and funding, to make education a more secure place.
So two things I got to ask you about, and I realize maybe some sensitivities: more funding, more people. Can you give us any kind of percentage of more funding, if you don't want to feel comfortable giving us a number, or how many more people are we looking at?
Well, the number of people is six or seven. And, you know, my friends in the private sector would say, what are you going to do with seven people? But my friends in the federal space will say, what? The secretary gave you six or seven more people. That's a huge number. And the approach we're going to take is, we've been doing a lot of work in the last 12 to 14 months on IT security. We've been pulling back the covers. We've been looking under tables that we didn't look under before. But we only have so many resources and we have only so much intellect when it comes to IT security. And so what I'm going to do is let a contract to actually have experts come in and help us pull back the covers a bit more, scan a few more applications, scan a few more parts of our subnet, and put together a comprehensive view of what our security posture is going to be. Now, out of that, we're going to prioritize. Certainly, we can't tackle everything the first day, but we're going to prioritize. What do we tackle first? What are the items that will burn us today if we don't solve them today? And I think it'll be the first time that the department has done a comprehensive review. Certainly we do our FISMA reviews. Certainly we do the financial system audit every year. But I'm talking about as comprehensive as you can get. And then we're going to take the findings from that and decide on a strategy.
Six or seven people is a lot, especially in government. And finding to hire those six or seven people is extremely challenging. You didn't talk about budget, so I'm going to go back to it and give you the opportunity to tell us what kind of increase, if not specific dollar amount.
I probably not want to talk about budget.
All right. Well, got to ask the question.
Yes,
you know,
sure,
how it is. Got to do your reporter's job. And then the other thing you brought up was about the potential contract for cyber services. Is that already done? Do you have something in place? Is that something that's coming up in the near future? Can you give us any kind of insight?
Yeah, it's not done and it's coming up in the future. I'm looking to do something within the next several months.
All right. Well, now you'll have vendors call you about it. You know that.
They do anyway.
Okay. Well, good. Let's talk the Dell Pro contract. I've heard from the rumor mill out there, and maybe I'll give you an opportunity here to kind of squash it, that this contract was not going very well, that there was a lot of complaints from the Pro standpoint. There was an IG report that I referred to earlier. Can you just give us an update in terms of how that contract is going? Is there a recompete on the horizon at all, or is that still a few years out?
Well, I would have been shocked if you hadn't asked the question, and I'd love to answer it. No doubt the department had a number of challenges and continues to have some challenges with the huge paradigm shift. Let me talk about the paradigm shift for a second. Moving from a paradigm where you own the assets and you manage the assets, and moving from that paradigm to where you don't own any assets and you're contracting for services and you have to manage those services, that's a huge, huge, huge shift. And I'd be the first to tell you that the Department of Education, and specifically the OCIO, was not prepared for that paradigm shift. I spent the last year and a half retooling, you know, not just our resources, but our frame of mind. We now have to make sure that the work gets done as opposed to physically doing the work. That's a big shift. I'm looking at, do we have the right resources in the right place? I'm pleased to say that over the last 12 months, we have done a significant turnaround. Our customers are more pleased than they've ever been. In my opinion, they were the ones who really caught the brunt of this paradigm shift. But we have put corrective actions in place, And I feel that the contract is more stable than it's ever been.
You mentioned your customers are more pleased. Obviously, the educational, the bureaus. Do you guys do any kind of evaluation satisfaction survey?
Yes.
And do you remember if there's any specific, are we up to 78% satisfied and 90%? Does anything stand out to you?
Jason, let's just say bad.
Well, initially it was bad.
Initially bad.
But now you said things have gotten better.
Things have gotten better.
So,
and here's the thing. I've got to be fair to the CIO employees as well as Del Perro. In a two-year period, we switched out every machine and we gave them a new operating system. I mean, I could stop there. I mean, that's about as dramatic as it gets. And so regardless of how smooth the transition could have been, employees are going to be angry. People don't like change. And so you could attribute some of the bad press to the fact that we changed a lot of things. Certainly one of the problems we had was we attempted to do too many things simultaneously. Forget about the employees for a second. Look at the fact that we took two data centers that we owned and we transitioned them to Perot and we moved them across the country. At the same time, we were putting PCs on the desk with a new operating system. The fact that we got through it at all is incredible. It should be one of those Lifetime movies, actually.